Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In confidence, I don't need a pat on the back. We stunk it up tonight. We'll be back.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, after the stunning loss in Los Angeles against the Chargers, Sunday Night Football national audience, and in 3 weeks, it happened again. Joining us every Monday at this time, our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, I, like countless Steelers fans, prepared all day to get ready to sit down, watch Sunday Night Football, and wished for a win. But fairly early, things took a turn, and obviously the result put the Steelers fans in a bad mood. And
I thought you were going to say, I, like most Steeler fans, are going to be rational about a loss. and I get it. Listen, the first play of the game was a penalty.
I remember.
And that was one of the better plays.
The only person that played well on offense, in my opinion, was Jaylen Warren.
Yeah, I mean, he ran hard. He had that highlight where he hurdled a dude, which I still don't. Because the risk of him rising are very personal, so I appreciate when somebody does that because of the risk. And he ran hard, but he only touched it 14 times running the ball. And I'm not saying it's as much the game plan as it was. They only ran 50 plays, and they weren't on schedule. They weren't doing the right things. Aaron was horrible. This first time we've seen him be horrible. And he was, and it was just, and it was against the wrong team. And their defense kept them in it for a while, but then eventually that cracked. Just keep the Steelers off Sunday Night Football. They stink on it.
They've lost 3 of the last 4, stunning the Colts last week, who won again yesterday. And Baltimore is only a game behind, so you've got the Bengals coming to town this weekend, and we're not sure which team will show up.
Neither do they. That's the reality. They'll say whatever they want. They'll get step on that field, and Mike Tomlin will have no idea what the team in front of him is going to do. None.
I mean, you spend so much time in this world with so many keen observers. What's the collective from a media standpoint, what do you guys talk about that is wrong with this team?
Well, I think it's this. Normally when teams are inconsistent, they're just not good enough. So they show up on some days where they're unbelievable, and then other days where they make horrible mistakes. So I think that's the thing. If you look at the rosters objectively, they are not an elite team in the AFC. Every once in a while, because of some of the individuals they have, especially on defense, you have a 6-turnover game, and that makes you look like an elite team, but you're really not. That doesn't mean that they don't have some good players and they don't have some good pieces, but there are too many holes in the roster to be able to sustain consistency. And it's at different positions. And, you know, it shows itself against better teams. And that's what we've seen the last couple of Sunday nights. If they play out of their mind on defense, they can beat anybody. If they don't, they could lose to anybody.
And Aaron Rodgers was asked about moving past this loss.
We're 5-4. We're leading the division.
We're 5-4 and leading the division. He's right.
I mean, that's factual.
I mean, that is. So we'll see if they're able to right the ship, and who knows what team shows up on Sunday at 1 against the Bengals at Acrisure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're not going to give up. They're going to fight. Obviously, they're still in first place. I just don't know how now through 9 games they find a consistency they haven't found through the first half of the season. Maybe somehow it's out there, but I just don't see how they find that.
Well, that said, they have a pretty tough schedule. After Cincinnati at Acrisure, then you've got the Bears, who are playing well, and in Chicago. Then the Bills come here, who inexplicably lost to the Miami Dolphins, got blown out. How does that happen? Then on the road at the Ravens' house, then the Dolphins on Monday Night Football here, the Lions, who are a very good football team, on the road, and then Cleveland on the road, and then close out with the Ravens, which who knows at that point what the win and loss columns will look like.
And Larry, the Steelers got a break because of the injuries early. The injuries to Lamar, the injuries to Joe Burrow primarily. And they had a chance to really, I mean, they did do some separation, but they had a chance to really create some cushion, and they weren't able to do it. And now they're in a battle. And again, we've seen them be really good, but man, at Detroit, at Chicago, at Baltimore, I mean, those are all really tough games. And you're only sitting at 5-4 right now.
It's a football weekend. Otherwise, we have our Friday Night Lights, our game of the week for the playoffs in high school action. Then Saturday, Pitt and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, a noon kick in ESPN's Game Day with Pat McAfee coming home, a Plum native, and excited to bring that national attention to Pitt. Lo and behold, shows up number 24 on the first posted college football playoff top 25. How about that?
And in the polls this week at number 23. So the Panthers, who would have thought, you know, after they lost to Louisville that Notre Dame and Pitt would have the same record going into that game. And a huge opportunity. Listen, Notre Dame's running the ball really well. They're physical. It's going to be the most physical matchup they've had by far this year for the Panthers. But, I mean, it's right there in front of them. Let's see what they could do. But this, listen, Notre Dame's a good football team. That was in the college football championship game last year. So Pitt's going to have to bring its best game, and hopefully some of their injured players get back, especially on defense.
That said, the Pens lost back-to-back games, including yesterday to Los Angeles, the Kings. They've been blowing leads and losing games at the end. Hopefully it's not a trend, but it's still very early.
It is, and it's still a young team. And listen, they're dealing with some consistencies of just not of the same kind of roster questions that the Steelers have. But yesterday, 21-year-old goalie Sergei Mirishov showed off some of the things that he's capable of doing. I think he looked better than the score indicated. That's one of the things to watch. Him and Ben Kindle right now, those are two pieces of your future that you get to watch right now, along with, you know, some of your all-time great. So I think it's still enjoyable. I think they're running into the inevitability that they weren't going to play at that level of hockey all season.
I would be remiss if we didn't give a shout-out to the Riverhounds, a penalty kick win in the playoffs and a packed crowd at Highmark Stadium over the weekend. So they're still in it, and they've been drawing big crowds.
Yeah, congrats to them. They've created a footprint and a fan base that has been very loyal, and they have a great environment in a perfectly sized stadium that they're actually looking to make bigger. Obviously, that discussion's been out there. So, yeah, kudos to them. They kind of fought through some of the tough years, stayed afloat, and now they've kind of carved out a little niche in Pittsburgh sports. It just keeps getting bigger.
All right, Jeff, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you for sure Saturday at Acrisure.
Thanks, Larry.
Our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn, for any given day and week at KDKA, but none more stunning than Tiffany Johnson, who remembers every second of a shark attack that took most of her right arm, and she joins us in studio. Tiffany, welcome to KDKA.
Well, thanks for having me.
How does a mom of three from Concord, North Carolina, end up in Pittsburgh?
Well, I was able to get connected with the Kiski School Board and do some school assemblies up here this past March, and am here for another round this week. So excited that I get to be a part of the show as well while I'm here.
Well, shark attacks are relatively rare when statistically, but when it's you, now you were on a Caribbean cruise, correct?
Correct.
And take us through what happened.
Yeah, so the last stop of the cruise was Nassau, Bahamas. So when we got off that boat, we bartered for the local good deal, went out and did a snorkel excursion. And my husband and I were just snorkeling for a while together, but he ended up going back to the boat because he was feeling sick to his stomach. And so I stayed out on the reef because it had only been 20 minutes or so, you know. And a few minutes after he left, I felt like I had bumped into something. And it should have been a red flag because there was nothing to bump into. Everything was below us. But the fish were still interacting just as if everything was normal, you know.
So you didn't know, but there was a shark bumping you, kind of testing or...
Yes, the bump I felt was actually him latching on. So when I turned to my right casually, I was face to face with a shark. He had already grabbed a hold of my arm, and that was the bump I felt was him grabbing on. And of course, fear just takes over, right? I start having visions of my kids playing in the backyard with my husband. It was like bits of my life, like a movie reel started to play, and that releasing, you know, that it was, I was giving up. But I felt the strength of the Lord just come out of me to give me the will to fight, you know, and I pushed those thoughts back. And I think, no, you are not going to take my life. I am not going to die here. And so when I yanked my arm, his jaws, you know, clamped down more, and we began to fight and thrash. And, you know, I'm screaming through the snorkel too, but you can't utter words, you know, it's just like, you know. And I find out that my husband had gotten sick multiple times, one time all over the boat. And so the captain's trying to get that cleaned up. My husband's in the water washing himself off. So everybody's distracted and didn't know I was fighting for my life just a few hundred feet away.
How did you get out of that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I kept yanking and, you know, trying to, everybody asked me, what'd you do with your left hand? I'm like, I don't even remember because it was just, there was such a a flurry of information and things going through my mind, you know. But when I was yanking, I finally, one of the times I yanked, his jaws opened and my arm kind of flies out and it is gone. He had severed it completely. And I'm just looking at this mangled stump, you know, for just in disbelief. But I was already at the surface of the water, so I just had to throw off my snorkel mask. And I screamed out, "Help, help me, Jesus." And I begin to make my way back to the boat with my non-dominant hand at the time, you know, swimming. And my husband heard my cry for help. And when he turned, the sight he saw was me swimming back. My arm was elevated out of the water, just spewing blood everywhere. And he said it looked like a murder scene, you know. So he screams out, "Baby!" And he jumps into the water. And I'm just quickly trying to get to the boat as fast as I can, because I'm thinking that shark's right behind me. He's going to grab my leg, grab my side, you know.
And the shark never returned?
He never attacked again, and there was no other sharks that came, which is just a miracle that I made
because
it out
the blood
of the water.
Is a draw.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And
so
if he was with other sharks, you would think once.
Yes, because I've seen that now after my story. There was a girl 2 years later, same thing kind of happened, and two other sharks came and she ended up not making it. And so, you know, I know that it's common if there's other sharks in the area that blood draws them in. So
now you have a prosthetic right arm.
Yes.
And how long a process was this till A, you knew I'm going to survive this in that moment, and then you traveling and telling your story, I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, it was a 30-minute boat ride back to the main port. We made a stop at Paradise Island, but there's no hospital there, so we had to back the boat out and go the additional 20 or so minutes. And I had no tourniquet. There was no med kit on board. So all I had was the beach towel that the cruise lines give us. And so for me to even be alive and talking to you today is a miracle, you know. So I in the Bahama hospital, you know, there was the care there was so sweet and kind, but they're just not equipped, you know. So even for me to make it out with no infection and all of that was huge. I got medvaced back to Charlotte the next day. And then I had surgeries there as well. But once I got to Charlotte and was able to establish care in the U.S., I knew, okay, I'm out of the woods now, you know?
You have three kids. I can't imagine how traumatic for them and your husband and family and friends. What's your message that you deliver now from this experience?
Yeah, it's all about overcoming and what it looks like to walk through situations, trials, challenges, and things that we don't expect in life, and walk through it with joy and peace and hope. And how do you come out on the other side, not just okay, but thriving? And so that's the message that I share publicly in all kinds of different forums.
Powerful message. Really appreciate you coming by.
Yes, it is an honor. Thank you for having me.
You'll be speaking with a lot of young people today here in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tiffany. Thank you for being here. And I can't imagine anyone who's happier just to be here.
That's right. Amen.
Tiffany Johnson on the Big K Morning Show. The theme for the United States Marine Corps today is the 250th anniversary of the founding, which happened at Tun Tavern in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What's your excuse? Sir, excuse for what, sir?
I'm asking the questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
I figured I'd talk to a local Marine Corps general who happens to be a friend, Major General Peter John Tulare, who retired in 2013 after serving nearly 35 years in our Corps. General, good morning and happy birthday.
Hey, Larry, good morning to you, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate you supporting our veterans and today the United States Marine Corps.
For those that don't know, you're a graduate of Butler Senior High School and Clarion University, and that's where our connection over years, we reconnected. So how does a young man from Butler become a general in the United States Marine Corps?
I'll tell you what, Larry, hell of a lot of luck and being supported by a lot of great Marines that got me there. If it wasn't from them, I wouldn't have had a chance to have had a remarkable career.
And that said, General, when you think about what it means to be a Marine and all of the young men and women who have served under you and you served with, what stands out to you the most?
Well, today, Larry, it really hits me hard. It's our 250th anniversary, and I'm sure, as you know, but maybe your audience would not know, and you said it, we were founded in a bar in Tun Tavern in Philadelphia, and we're older than the United States of America, older than our nation. And I'd also like to point out, Larry, that the year 225 is also the 250th birthday for not only the United States Marine Corps, but also for the Army and Navy veterans. All of us share this historic milestone in the year 2025. But Marines, listen, the reason why I joined, Larry, it's our stories written in our battles. A lot of your audience, I'm sure, have been to these places. The snow in Korea, Chosin Reservoir, the ones that I remember, jungles of Vietnam for those veterans that served there during my time, the deserts in Iraq, the mountains in Afghanistan. And then this last year, I had the chance to go to France, and I was humbled to walk the ground of Belleau Wood in France, where we earned the name Leatherneck. And I also stood in the black sand of Iwo Jima, one of the toughest battles of World War II, and I brought some of that sand home as a reminder.
What I do know firsthand is the tight-knit community that the Marine veterans have here, especially when it comes to the Marine Corps Scholarship Fund, which helps the children of the men and women who serve with the Corps and also Navy corpsmen.
Yeah, Larry, every year we honor those that have served, those that we have lost, to uphold our honored history, and that occurs around the globe. And as you stated, Thursday night, Marines gathered here at the Duquesne Club. It was a powerful reminder that the spirit of the Marine Corps lives very strong right here in Pittsburgh. And I got to tell you, Larry, your master of ceremonies every year, which is for me to say thank you. Every year you serve as our MC, and you help take care of the children of our Marines.
Well, I'm honored and humbled to be in the presence of men and women like you who have served our country. And think about the sacrifices at any given time. Veterans Day tomorrow, obviously, will honor all our servicemen and women and their families who also sacrifice. I think it's important to remember those family members too, like your wife.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you highlighted that. One thing that people sometimes overlook, Marines don't serve alone. Our families serve too. Through all the moves, all the deployments, all the separations, they carry quite a burden in both peace and war. But I also like to highlight, Larry, being a Pittsburgh boy, and I'm, you know, having a tough day like most of our Pittsburgh Steelers fans are, but that's a battle. Marines have lost plenty of those, but we always win the war. We'll take this division. But speaking of Pittsburgh, we have some local sports legends who are Marines. We have Super Bowl champ Steeler John Banaszak, a United States Marine, and I recently visited the museum of Roberto Clemente. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves during his baseball career.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was just there recently, but years ago when I first visited this wonderful, one-of-a-kind museum in Lawrenceville in an old firehouse, the Roberto Clemente Museum, I looked up on the wall and I saw Roberto in a Marine Corps uniform, and at that point I didn't realize he served. And John Banaszak and Roberto Clemente are the only two local Pittsburgh-affiliated athletes that I know of that are in the Marine Corps Athletic Hall of Fame.
They are. And to give you some names, just to give you an equivalence of how important that is, another individual that was a Marine fighter pilot is Ted Williams, one of our baseball heroes.
Well, I can't thank you and all the men and women who serve enough, but we're really proud of you, Pete. From Butler High School to General in the United States Marine Corps and a lifetime of service. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry. 250 years, born in a bar, still defending our nation. Once a Marine, always a Marine, my friend.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fidelis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.